We've received word in the last hour that the actor Marlon Brando has died. He was 80 years old. Brando's death was confirmed by his attorney in the last few minutes. Marlon Brando became famous on stage and screen playing Stanley Kowalski in Streetcar Named Desire. In the film version, he played opposite Vivian Leigh.
How much does it cost for a string of pearls like that?
Why, these were tribute from an admirer of mine.
Well, he must have had a lot of admiration.
Oh, in my youth, I excited some admiration, but look at me now. Would you think it possible that I was once considered to be attractive?
He looks okay.
I was fishing for a compliment, Stanley.
I don't go in for that stuff.
What stuff?
The compliments to women about their looks. I never met a dame yet didn't know if she was good-looking or not without being told.
You know that Brando knew. One of our own critics, Bob Mondello, wrote that in that role, Marlon Brando created a character that was primitive and brutal, but also possessed an underlying softness. Later in his career, he played a soft-hearted motorcycle gang member, a mafia don, and a crazed American colonel in Vietnam. Joining us now to talk about Brando's career is Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan. And Kenneth, what separates Marlon Brando from other actors of his generation?
Well, he was just simply, I think, and I'm almost tearing up hearing that clip. He was so good. He was the best of his generation. He epitomized the acting of the 50s and the 60s when American acting on screen took a quantum leap in a different, very interesting direction.
He was associated with method acting. Can you remind us briefly what that was and what his role was in it?
Right. Well, he was one of the prime exponents of method acting. He was involved with the Actors Studio, which also was believed in method acting, was founded around it. The idea was that as opposed to British actors, and again, this is a simplification, but as opposed to British actors who tended to rely on technique, method acting, you drew from your life, you drew from your thoughts, you drew from your own emotions, you drew from deep inside yourself to create a character.
Another great movie of that period was On the Waterfront, and I want to listen to a little bit of this. This is Marlon Brando playing opposite Eva Marie Saint, discussing their lives in On the Waterfront.
Well, I'd be a teacher.
Teacher? That's very good. You know, I personally admire brains. My brother Charlie is a very brainy guy. Get a couple of years of college.
It isn't just brains, it's how you use them.
It isn't just brains, she says. Kenneth, I want to ask, how did Marlon Brando use, not his brains really, but his talent?
Well, that's an interesting question. He used it in some films in On the Waterfront and in Streetcar. He was brilliant. He used it to the utmost. He really gave you the inner life of inarticulate people, which is something that's so hard to do. But there were times when it felt, as the years went on, that he did not really respect his talent, that he did not really feel that acting was... It was ironic, someone who was so gifted did not feel that his gift really mattered, that acting was a worthwhile profession. And so he squandered it. He appeared in kind of strange, forgettable films that nobody remembers today, that nobody sees today. And that was a kind of sad aspect of his career, I think.
I do want to ask about one, not an early film, not the latest film, but in 1970, Last Tango in Paris. Maybe we can end up talking about that. Pauline Kael in The New Yorker wrote about that film starring Marlon Brando that Last Tango was the most powerfully erotic and most liberating movie ever made. What did that film tell you about Marlon Brando?
Well, Marlon Brando was always up for a challenge. He always wanted to believe that acting was worthwhile. He could always be convinced. And because he was such a great talent, he appears even, throughout his last years, The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, Last Tango, not his last years, but through that kind of fallow middle period, he always appeared in significant films. He was so good that when he caught a good role, he elevated it. He really was just a spectacular, spectacular actor.
Kenneth, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. He's been talking with us about the death of Marlon Brando. It's been confirmed that he died at the age of 80. Brando, of course, was the star of many films, including The Godfather, and we're listening now to The Godfather Waltz. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.